Rock Football.
Home style aged care, fifth quarter.
Mark O'Connor, okay, and Mark Blitzer was a man we spoke to post-game, okay, and Jeremy Cameron ended up with four goals, two from 12 kicks. So Patrick Dangerfield, look, he's had 13 possessions and kicked one goal. Ollie Dempsey, 11 possessions and kicked two. Brad Close had 10 and kicked one. Guys just who struggled a little bit to get involved. Jai Clark in after a few weeks out, just the five effective disposals and one clearance. Thought Tyson Stengel, he kicked one goal, five effective disposals from him. He did have five tackles. Mullen was pretty quiet in terms of offensively. Ollie Wilshere for his first game, so he's certainly not judging there. He only had the five possessions and was subbed out. And Shannon Neal, Cat fans will be saying Shannon Neal needs to have a rest, yada, yada. But, he's playing his 27th game of footy as a key forward. Unfortunately, they're the sorts of games that you're going to have, I think, along the way on the journey. And it's all part of the learning curve for him. And, yeah, look, he was quiet tonight. He didn't hit the scoreboard and only had two kicks. But you've just got to keep playing him. He needs to get more. The more experience he gets playing in these sorts of games, the better he'll be. Quickly for the Blues, Walsh had 30. He was enormous in the first half. I think he had 20 by half time. Cripps had 29. Hewitt had 29, Sherrod 25, Hollands 25, that's Elijah, Ollie Hollands at 23, Saad 21, Nick Haynes 20, McGovern 20, and DeConing was enormous. He had 20 possessions, yeah, DeConing. Wow. I can tell you he had 13 hit-outs to advantage. Geelong didn't have 13 hit-outs to advantage as a team. So yeah, wow. Just if there's one, probably a theme of Geelong when they get beaten, is that the opposition, particularly against some quality midfields, tends to get well beaten. They probably just at this stage, just face value, probably like a player and a half short in the midfield Geelong.
Yeah.
And if Bailey Smith and Max Holmes are playing really well, it probably offsets that.
Yeah.
But the instant they're not sort of dominating is probably not the right word, but the instant they're not impacting a lot, the midfield just finds it a bit of a struggle.
Yeah, and I've said this a few times on the call, but like it's the nature of the clearances that go against Geelong when they're not playing well. It's not just the clearance, it's chaining over stoppage, one and two people running into space and delivering inside 450, which is, it's virtually impossible to defend. You might get away with it a handful of times in a game, but it did just feel like the second it bounced out of congestion,
yeah,
probably with the exception of the last quarter, but the second it bounced out of congestion, it was just all Blues. So
was.
Yeah, justified winners, but
Geelong
now they've calmed down a bit, I'm okay with it.
Geelong fought to the end, to lose by 18 points. So the interesting one is Stewart. I just wonder whether his injury is one where, a month off would seem come back at 100%, or whether a month off will make absolutely no difference. Because, clearly he's nowhere near 100% fit. He's still working hard, trying hard. He's just finding the game a real struggle. And when he came off there in the last minute or two, he was, really, really sore.
Yeah, he is. He's probably playing sore. I think that's fair to say based on what we've seen. He's playing higher up the ground. I've noticed I haven't seen him play that deep spare very often, probably because teams won't let him sit free behind the ball. So when you play high, you can very often just get absorbed into the stoppage, and his whole shtick is that he's an amazing intercept player.
Yeah.
So he's playing high, he's playing a bit sore, he's not at max capacity, he's still a pretty handy player to have out there, so I suspect they'll play him for as long as they can. But if a rest in the short term will set him up for the long term, then maybe that is the path.
Yeah, I just wonder, we don't know. Obviously, still that medial, wasn't it? That which is clearly not going away, and it's impacting his ability to impact the game, which must be enormously frustrating for him, I would have thought, because he's a high-level operator, and they're just probably missing his rebound and poise at times. I know Humphreys and O'Sullivan are doing it, but they're only kids. Just the way he did come off there, you would have to think that they'll be looking at him off a six-day break. It's hard to believe you could come good in the space of 6 days and be playing another game of AFL.
His recuperative powers are pretty good, though, aren't they?
K-Rock Football. Home style aged care. Fifth quarter.